All right, I am here with Dario Ray of Heat Speak. Dario, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. Happy to be here on the show.
Man, you just put out a new record, didn't you?
Indeed.
The record is called To Love Wind. And where does that come from? Why did you decide to rename that record To Love Wind?
Well, I suppose it came from the song. So the song came first, To Love Wind. It's the first track on the album.
Yes.
And that song is sort of literally about my lack of love for wind.
Okay.
And it being an element that I find kind of aggravating. I think it's kind of destructive and loud and distracting. But I feel guilty about that, and so I'm trying to reconcile that relationship with wind. So the song is kind of about that and explores some of the benefits of wind, and it's almost kind of a funny song in a way. But in reality, that song is very much a metaphor for transition and just kind of the fleeting moments of existence. And then when I started to compile the track order and figure out, you know, all the songs that were going to make it onto the album, it became clear that that motif kind of ran through the album, and it felt like a good title for the whole collection of songs.
Let's take a listen. Here's Heat Speak, the title cut To Love Wind. Right here on KYRS.
I'm free.
You're listening to KYRS, and I'm here today talking with Dario Ray about the brand new record To Love Wind from Heatspeak. Dario, how does it feel to release a record when you can't really go out and play and promote it like you normally would?
It's really strange, to be honest. But at the same time, I feel like we found a way to make it something different and make it kind of resonate. I sat with the record pretty finished for, I don't know, a month or two, just trying to figure out before kind of our release party was officially canceled. Just kind of thinking like, how does one put out a record in this climate? And I didn't really feel like there was an answer. And so what came about was something I didn't expect at all until, you know, pretty late stages in the release, but that we would do it exclusively on physical copy.
Okay. So it's not available to download anywhere.
It's not, or stream. Uh-huh. No, it's just a hard copy object. And that felt like a way to push back against our whole world turning digital.
Okay.
And also just try to create connection where there's a hard time finding it. So that the second element of that release was also making it available for free. And we're, you know, obviously we're asking our fans to donate if they can, because we're working on new music and it helps us continue as a band.
And it wasn't free to create the physical copy that you're handing out?
No, of course not. It wasn't free to record it. It wasn't free to manufacture it.
Right.
So obviously, you know, if you're keen on the music industry, it wouldn't be, it'd be nice to at least throw in. And it's not free to ship it. So, you know, asking people just nicely to contribute something has proven to be really successful. But it's really not about a sale. And I don't know if that makes sense. But music is consumed essentially for free now with Spotify and streaming services. Everyone is more or less accepting or expecting to have music for free. And also we're losing that tactile physical object. So it's just a way to kind of give a gift in a climate where it's hard to connect and have it be something tactile that arrives at their house and feels like there's other humans involved.
So, you know, if somebody's listening to this radio show and they just heard To Love Wind and they really dig that tune and they want to hear more, how do they do it? Like, how are you, like, normally they'd get right on the streaming service or they get right on the download service, or, but it's not available that way. So how did they contact you to figure that out?
It's going to be exclusively through our website, okay, more or less. I mean, also our Bandcamp has links as well, but we basically have a button on our website that just says claim a record, and you punch in your mailing address. And it'll give you an opportunity to donate if you want, but you can put zero and it comes through just fine. And then we get our mailing address and we put a record in the mail. And if you're not keen on that, you don't figure out how to do that or whatever, we did release a single from the record on streaming services. So there's a taste of it on there. And you'll find other music of ours online. And we're working on new music now that probably will release online. We'll see. But it just felt like in this moment, the only thing that felt right was to give it out as a physical copy. So it is only available on physical copy, and you get that through our website, heatspeakmusic.com.
Dario, tell me about River City Stays a Dream.
Yeah, I love that song. It's a very vulnerable song on the record. It's also quite narrative. Like, it's a very long sort of journey. Musically, it has some, you know, obviously it has some dynamics in it, but from like a chord structure point of view, it actually just kind of continues right through the entire song. And that kind of keeps this driving narrative element. But it's about, River City is Spokane. It's a very, you know, it's a very hometown kind of vibe in terms of some of its imagery. But it's really about kind of settling roots here in this town. And I think this is relatable for a lot of people who really find a home base and whether that be your actual hometown or somewhere you adopt. But the sense that you decide, hey, this is where I'm going to stay, this is my roots, this is my home, and you make that decision because you have all the elements you need there, but probably you don't have all of them. So for me, one of the big kind of losses for deciding to root in Spokane was that my kids live on the other side of the country in Montreal. And so when it became clear that they were going to move there and stay there, and I knew I needed to be rooted here, it left this void in my existence here in Spokane, where it's like, I have everything I need here. I have all my extended family. I have an amazing community. I have awesome collaborators. This is where I was born and raised. But my kids don't get to be here and share it with me as much as I wish. I only get them in the summer and every other winter. So, you know, there's a lot of imagery in that song that's quite personal, but it's not narrative in the sense that you necessarily know what's happening in my life, but that it speaks to that, you know, River City stays a dream. It's like it has everything you want, but there's this element of still dreaming about what it could be. And I think that's, you know, reconciling where we live or even how we live, you know, deleting that sense of the grass is greener on the other side, but just accepting that the grass is what it is here and recognizing that there might be things missing.
Let's hear it. River City stays a dream. Heat Speak, right here on KYRS.
There's a box I wished I'd never packed, with shells and books and dreams. The thought of no regrets thus far is a fantasy, it seems. I left in such a youthful haste that no one stayed to see. If I'd returned a grounded man or lost in naivety, but had they been unsure to catch my whimpering return, they would have found a father with his spirit badly burned, and his oldest son tied to his heels, wounds needing clean. Despite our roots and smoky tears, River City stays a dream.
River City stays a dream. River City stays a dream.
I found a home so effortlessly dry, begging for water and sun. So I added some trees and edible things, and thought for sure I'd won the game I bend against myself, in which I fly the coon, in search of who I might become, and friends to share my soup. But as it be, the soup I make requires self-esteem, and amongst the songs and beautiful things, River City stays a dream.
River City stays a dream.
River City stays a dream. Turning leaves and I voyage again and break the steady flow of love and tender welcome from everyone I know. I offer my sons to the dragon of fate, who feeds his glistening coat on open wounds and bristling skin, while I breathe through a knot in my throat. So I hide from the beast my precious reserve, throbbing in my calf of molten tears and secret words that appears to be only half the armor I need to protect the land of memories unseen. New People's Park, where River City stays a dream.
River City stays a dream, right here on Welcome Home, KYRS. We're talking today with Dario Ray, and we're talking about the brand new Heatspeak record, To Love Wind. One of the tunes I like, and I asked him about, is Vernissage.
Well, the word Vernissage is a French word, but it's actually also an English word. So in French, which is where I learned the word, it's the term for an art exhibition. So like here in Spokane, we have First Friday, or we used to have First Friday. And we go out to all these exhibitions, and they usually have, you know, some snacks. And it's kind of more of a social event in some ways. So those are vernissage in French. But English has adopted that word in sort of like the art history context as specifically for an art opening preview. So like the day before a big art opening, when only collectors are invited, that's considered the vernissage. And so you'll see it in the English dictionary under that term, but in French it's used all the time on posters around town. So that song I wrote just after finishing grad school. I studied art history. I got a master's in art history and was spending a lot of time at vernissage. And at that point I wrote that verse, the English verse of that song. There's one verse in English, one verse in French. I wrote the English verse when I was working at North Idaho College at a vernissage. I was just sitting snacking on grapes and cheese and pita and such, and wrote that verse. So it explores, you know, kind of some of the qualms in the art world, some of the pretension, you know, that I struggle with, and I think probably a lot of us do, where it's like we're huge art patrons, but there's a lot of different ways to engage with art, especially contemporary art. And so kind of explore some of those qualms. And because, you know, a big part of my, you know, art history pursuit was in a French-speaking city, it felt only fitting to sort of explore these realms in both languages. So you get one verse in English and one verse in French, and exploring different realms.
Well, let's hear Vernissage from the album To Love Wind. Here's Heatspeak.
While wind is punch and empty smiles, my ego quivers. Talk of gold and losing Guattari, Heidegger and Nietzsche. There are grapes and cheese and pita and meat, and the guests will pretension on the tile so cold and white like teeth. We're obsessed with another dimension. There's a change if I'm alone. Hips distracting, heels inviting my eyes back to the bone. I'm taking off all your clothes. Ma pierre qui me garce d'esprit, pas plus, pas plus, pas plus. Il y a un autre qui me laisse être moi, laisse-moi être moi que le pense frite. Chat. are you close?
Okay, that was Vernissage from the new Heatspeak record called To Love Wind that you can only get by going to their website, heatspeakmusic.com. You're listening to Welcome Home on KYRS, and we have been talking to Daria Ray of Heatspeak and talking about this brand new Heatspeak record, To Love Wind. And I asked Dario why he took the next two songs we're going to hear, Orchestral Ripples and Kettles on Fire, and made them one song on the record.
The answer is we played those songs live a lot, and we have sort of a transition between them that includes a lot of ambience, a lot of string harmonics, kind of layered, and it's to kind of forebode Kettles on Fire. So the finishing of Orchestral Ripples is this very kind of shore-like disappearance of sound. And in the midst of that, we like to build up this harmonic layer, which on the record we do quite literally with a tea kettle and some other sound effects. But live, we do that, you know, more just with our acoustic sounds. And it's such a big part of how those songs read. Like, they really feed off each other and they build between each other, and there's not really a gap conceptually or audibly. And so I just didn't want them to be broken up. I felt like in this day and age, people have lots of playlists. You know, people consume song by song. And that one, I felt like the integrity was going to be lost if there was a gap. So it's really one long song, but they explore very different aesthetics and concepts. So they're sort of two songs and they're one song.
Let's hear them now on Welcome Home, Orchestral Ripples and Kettles on Fire from the new record, To Love Wind, from Heatspeak.
And the sound of a postpone. We teeter in denial and we leave our home behind. A teaspoon less of sugar in tea is bitter as wind, and now we're trapped at sea. Perhaps I'll meet the wind halfway. I expect to return, but I doubt I'll stay in love with you. For the wind tells well of where I've landed. I know I've fell. So call it lost and mourn it in full. The pain is fleeting if you find some.
More time. Best place to get your hands on the only way to hear this whole record, a physical copy, is your website.
HateSpeakMusic.com. And we will ship it worldwide, and we'd be more than happy to gift it if finances are a hard part, and if you're able and feel compelled to donate to the band, there's an opportunity to donate as well. But it is essentially a free record, but only on physical copy.
Well, thanks for hanging out today, Dario. This has been great.
Yeah, it's fun to answer some questions about the record, and I hope some new ears get a listen to it. I'm really proud of it. I think the whole band's really proud of it.
Yeah, thanks again, Dario. You should be proud of it.